VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Researchers today will present evidence that could show the second known case of a person cured of AIDS. And though this treatment is not seen as a viable option in most AIDS cases, it is seen as exciting news nonetheless. Here's a report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The second patient, who's now free of the HIV virus, is in London. Like the first patient, he developed a blood cancer, so when he needed a stem cell transplant, researcher Ravindra Gupta looked for a donor with a gene mutation that creates natural resistance to HIV.
An improbable event.
The London patient has gone 18 months without treatment.
Too early to say as to whether this is a cure or not.
But he says the stem cell transplants are so risky. The first patient who is HIV-free after a stem cell transplant for leukemia is Timothy Ray Brown of Seattle.
I'm so glad to have a family member added to my family.
Researchers writing in the journal Nature are hoping these two cases can open new doors for treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds more Islamic State fighters and family members have fled the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz, taking advantage of a pause in fighting with the U.S.-backed forces, which have surrounded the last slice of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Officials with the Syrian Democratic Forces, Kurdish militias, and human rights monitors confirmed the exodus late Monday. Here in the United States, Alabama has begun what figures to be a long recovery effort in the wake of powerful tornadoes that swept through the state on Sunday, killing at least 23 people, including young children. President Trump says the federal government will help Alabama with disaster relief. This was the deadliest tornado in the United States in 6 years. Winds were estimated at 274 kilometers an hour. For all today's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have launched a wide-ranging investigation of President Trump. The possible witness list is a who's who in Trump world. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
The list of 81 names includes individuals tied to President Donald Trump's businesses, his campaign, the Committee for the Transition from Campaign to the White House, and the White House itself. Congressman Jamie Raskin is one of the majority Democrats on the committee.
What we're looking for is public corruption and crimes against the Republic.
In a letter to the White House, the committee says it's seeking information about the termination of former FBI Director James Comey and the Trump Tower meeting during the campaign. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the letter is under review. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim president Juan Guaido is back home to re-energize his campaign to topple the government of President Nicolas Maduro, after seeking support elsewhere in Latin America. In Caracas, Guaido told supporters their work is not done. Guaido returned Monday amid concerns about his safety and possible detention due to warnings from incumbent President Maduro. Instead, Guaido was met by large crowds at the airport and at his rally. U.S. senators of both parties are blasting the Trump administration for its failure to observe a deadline for updating what it knows about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at Saudi Arabia's consulate in Turkey last October. Here is AP's Tim McGuire.
Under a 2016 federal law, 120 days after a Senate request, the White House was supposed to have briefed members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on progress in the investigation into last October's killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents in Istanbul. Committee member Democrat Chris Murphy says they got zero from the briefers, even though it was the deadline. Fellow Democrat Bob Menendez called the briefing a farce, and Trump needs to give Congress answers. Lawmakers say they believe the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing, but Trump has been reluctant to place blame. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expressing optimism that trade talks with China, aimed at ending tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of products, will be successful. The top U.S. diplomat is in the state of Iowa to discuss diplomatic efforts to promote American economic interests and exports. Iowa's farmers have been hard hit by the U.S.-China trade feud. China's agricultural imports from the United States have slumped since Beijing imposed tariffs on American agricultural products last year. Pompeo called on China to embrace free market principles and fair competition. Tax cuts and increased defense spending are among the measures China will introduce this year to boost its flagging economy. Gene Randall, VOA News.